Really?
You're a...
Are you gone?
I am. Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Is your wife gone?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Okay.
No, it's good. Okay. Okay, so the topic to the shiur is the Shabbos Goy. If you look at the booklet, there's an introduction. I think the packet of reviews wasn't as sophisticated as the final version. We got the first draft. So what we're going to do is try and go through possibly three or four steps. The first step is to explain what when Chazal made the prohibition of Amir La'akum, what exactly did they have in mind when they made the prohibition? That's the first point. The second point, which is going to be the primary element of the shiur, is to focus on what's going to be on pages 7 and 9, and the Tosfos, which raises the steer between pages 7 and 9, and the applications of that lahalacha. That's going to be the primary element of the shiur. Some of the practical applications of halacha l'maaseh, there are many different ways where there are certain heterim, etc. That's really not in the context of the shiur. There's not going to have room to do too much about that. But let's focus on what we have in front of us. Okay. So, when Chazal asked the Isser of Amir La'akim, in general, when Chazal make an Isser, Chazal have two things that they're looking for. Number one, they have a reason why they're going to make a tekana. They have to have a reason why they're doing it. And we'll see two reasons why Chazal made an Isser of Amir La'akim. But besides the fact that they want to have a reason why they're doing something, Chazal liked using, called the Tikkun Rabbana came to the Rice of Tikkun. They liked finding a vehicle which is found somewhere in the Torah. They don't like making up something totally out of a mushroom which grows in the air. It has to have something, it has to be rooted in somewhere in the Torah. So we have the why and we have the how. In other words, we're going to have to look at when Chazal made the Isser, they have a why they're doing it, and then the how. What vehicle do they use if they found in the Torah that this is going to be a vehicle to explain what we're going to do? So we'll see that the first two are Rashi's. Rashi explains the why, and the Rambam explains the how. Okay, so on page number 4, you can see the area which is grayed out in the Rashi. So the Mishnah over here talks about the person who's traveling, and he has his wallet with him, with his money, etc. We understand if we don't find some type of way to allow him to transport it, because he's traveling, he can't leave it there. So we don't find some way to help him transport it. We're afraid he's going to be Michal Shabbos. So we're going to find some heter. So the Mishnah says that you give it to a goy before Shabbos. Before Shabbos starts, you give it to the goy. So Morris says, how can you do that? It's also. So Rashi says, my time of Sharla the Mesa Lanachi, Hareu Shluchai Lisa Ena B'Shabbos. So Rashi says, because he's your Shliach. Right? Rashi says, he's working for you. He's your Shliach. Right? Rashi gives us two vehicles of the how, and the Rambam will give us the why. Correct that. So Rashi says, first point, he's your shliach. Now, I can't understand what that means. What it means, he's your shliach. We know that shliach is la'akum. The goy can't, there's no partial shliach is la'akum. Now, there is a Gemara in B'Metzia, in Perkei Zeh Neshech. The Gemara actually suggests that there is yesh shliach is la'akum l'chumra. And some achronim, Rabbi Chanan being one of them, which is on page number 12, connects us into this idea of Yeshlichus La'akum L'chumra. If you look at the black dot, it says, the first one of the two wishes of Namir La'akum, there is Nirbana Yeshlichus L'akum L'chumra. So there is a concept of Shlichus, so that when a person does something for you, this is a concept which is found in Kol Torah called Shlichus. Person acts as your proxy. And when he does an action, it's like you did it. So you give this to the goy before Shabbos. Now he's acting as your shliach on Shabbos. It's just like you're doing malach on Shabbos. But malach ha'sha'isa ha'nachri, next Shabbos al Yisrael mitam shlichus. So what the goy is doing is to say like you did it. High time. Afilo omer l'nachri b'chol, shi'asid loy malach b'Shabbos, gam kenosur. Right? Even if you tell the goy, like the case over here in this Gemara, the case was you gave it to him before Shabbos. You tell him before Shabbos, I want you to carry this to me on Shabbos. You don't say a word to him the whole Shabbos. And he carries the thing, and he's carrying this, doing malach of hutzah. We were talking about the area was an area with the malach of hutzah. And here he is doing malach of hutzah for you. I didn't talk to him on Shabbos. That's not the issue. It's just he's doing it for you on Shabbos. Even though I gave it to him before Shabbos. He's my shliach. But Rabbi Kahn uses the language of Yeshlichus Lenochri Lechumra, Yeshlichus Le'akam Lechumra. It's not exactly the correct nusach, because we'll see many that it doesn't really fit the parallel concept of Yeshlichus Le'akam Lechumra, which the more talks about Bamasiyah Dafayan Aleph. This is not exactly a perfect parallel. But there is such a concept that the Mir Abon, the Chazal said, this fellow is your Shliach, as if you're doing it. So this is not a why, this is a what. This is a how. How did Chazal make this ulcer? They found shlichus in the Torah. They said, well, we're going to use that idea of kol shlichus to be the vehicle to make this ulcer. But again, the motivation, we don't know what the motivation is. We just know that this is what they did. So that's the first ration.
Are we dealing only with the Raisa? I mean, you know.
Asking God to do malach the rest of you. Are you supposed to ask him to do the Rabbanon? Is that
right?
What
I mean, you know,
yeah, well, I'm
Chutzal, you know, Yishter Rabin, Chutzal and a Carmelist maybe, or...
Okay, it's also Osir. Amir Lachman and the Rabbanon is also Osir. I don't want to go there yet. Okay. The second Rashi is a Rashi in Avodah Zorah. So here it's talking about the issue over here of selling your animal to a goy. So the more it talks about this of renting an animal to a non-Jew, so he's taking the Jew's animal and doing malacha. So you can't rent an animal your behemoth to a goy, because if you lend it or rent it to him, see, he's using your animal on Shabbos, and there's a mitzvah in the Torah that your animal should rest on Shabbos. So the more it says no. Well, why don't we say that when you rent it to him, it's like he's kind of for the day. So it's not your animal for that day, or when you give it to him, it's like you gave him a matana for a day. That's really what a shaylo will brief it under such a concept. So he says you can't sell. Chazal came along and said limitations of selling to a goy, because you might, if you can sell to the goy certain animals, you might lend them or rent them. The Morris says, I don't see the problem with that. The Morris says, no, the problem is in a case where that you'll give it to, you haven't sold it yet, he's testing it out, then it's your animal, then you're in trouble. Right. So this sale is not a problem, renting is not a problem, borrowing is not a problem, because he owns it for that period of time. But if he's just testing it, it's yours, which he's using on Shabbos, and then you have your animal doing malach on Shabbos, that's a problem. Rashi says, It's the grayed out area in the Rashi. So Rashi sort of throws in a point over here, which it's really not the point of the Gemara. He said, listen, Rashi says, it's not, if you sell it, it's not yours. You have no problem. The guy doesn't have we're doing work with animal on Shabbos. I said, so why can't I ask a goy to do work for me on Shabbos? It's like Rashi, like you know, it's like a toisus, right? You know, okay, that's the Gemara. But the interesting question, you know, if that's true, so why can't I tell a goy to work for me on Shabbos? Rashi says, Amasha Oser Li Yisrael Loimer Loivik Kachavim Asali Kach. It can't ask a goy to do something for you on Shabbos. Then we show Mim Sechav Sechav Dabr Dover. So it's the pasuk in Yeshayahu which says that you have to watch your. In Toshet Mishavas Raglecha, and the pasuk says, if you refrain from the speech, it's a Dibur Aser. So Chazal understood that one of the Dibur Aser is you can't discuss with the goy to do malacha on Shabbos. So this is a separate, totally separate reason than the previous Rashi. It's a totally separate reason. It's not because he's your shliach, it's because you can't talk about it.
And it's Dibur Lakafka, points the air conditioner like up.
Well, we'll get there. Maybe.
By talking the pasuk, this is then the how?
No, this is still a how, right. And so look at Rabbi Chanan again on page 12. So Rabbi Chanan says that, remember, there are two different Yisurim on Shabbos of Mir Lanochri. The first one is the guy's acting as your agent. Beis, so in that great out piece, so about four lines into the great out piece, it says, there's a beis there. It says, Hamira Atzma Asura, you can't talk. The speech is the problem. So you can't talk to him on Shabbos, do something for me on Tuesday. So that he's not doing anything for you on Shabbos. But there's an issue of Amira La'akum. This is Amira La'akum, right? Let's get the words. Amira La'akum, right? You can't talk about it. So now if you talk to him on Shabbos and he does it for you on Shabbos, see, now you have two problems. So there's two problems over here. There's the mirror and there's the action. The action is because he's your shliach. The mirrors, because you spoke about it on Shabbos. Both are true. So the mirrors also and the mice is also. Both are problematic. And these are our two Rashis. That's what Ruchel is saying. Really, we see in these two Rashis two different elements of the Issur Amir Lahakim. Yeah.
For the case where it's Chola, there's also Hachana, right?
Like there'll also be Hachana, right? Correct.
No, but did he tell him, if he told him before Shabbos, then there's no Issur? Are we saying?
No, because let's look at our case. Now, let's figure out the Rashis. The Rashis are very nice. Let me ask you a question. If we have a pasuk in Yeshaya, what do we need this shlichus thing? It's a pasuk in Yeshaya, right? Like Yeshaya Novi said that there's the mitzvah of medaber davar, which goes out of learn out. What we're allowed to talk about in Shabbos is very prescribed. You can't discuss any type of malacha. You can't discuss doing anything which is prohibited. I can't talk about it with myself. I'm going to go to the store and buy something tomorrow. I can't talk about it on Shabbos. Unless it's a tzarech mitzvah, but I can't have such a conversation on Shabbos. You'll send me a text tomorrow. I can't tell somebody that on Shabbos because I can't discuss malacha on Shabbos. I can't have a conversation about unless it's the tzarech mitzvah. We'll talk about what's mutter, what else. Okay, or we won't talk about. But your rabbi will talk about it at some point in time. But so good. So that's it. So what do we need this other thing for? So Rashi says because well. That's the Rashi, that's the basic Rashi. It's the Rashi in Avodah Zarah. So Rashi in Shabbos says, really? That's the only problem? So what's the problem with this Gemara over here? The Gemara says, you can't give it to the guard before Shabbos to care for you on Shabbos. I didn't talk to the guy. There's no mirror the whole Shabbos. I'm not talking to him on Shabbos. I'm talking to him before Shabbos. I give it to him before Shabbos. It says, apparently, from this Gemara, there must be a second element. We don't want the guard doing work for you on Shabbos, even though you do not talk to him at all on Shabbos. There's two separate Yizurim. See, when I give it to him before Shabbos, if the guy is working for me on Shabbos, it's going to be a problem. So I see two different Yisurim here in the Rashi. Fine. Now the Rambam comes along on page number 6 and says, why? So why do we do this? What's the motivation not to have a mirror, that the Chazal asked a mirror lach? So let's just see the whole Rambam. There's a first halacha over here. Also learn malanachri lasis lonam malachim b'Shabbos. We can't ask a non-Jew to do work for us on Shabbos. Even the goy has no command to I'm not doing anything wrong by asking him to work. He's not a work on Shabbos. Even if you discuss it before Shabbos. I'm not going to get any benefit from this action. I'm going to use it after Shabbos. I'm talking before Shabbos. He does it on Shabbos. Like I don't see the guy, know the guy, anything. I have no shaykhs on the guy. Because all said it's us. But there was also be sorry for him. Today, Chazal asked this in order that Shlo Tehe Tia Shabbos Kala Beinegen V'Yavoyu Lasos Be'atzma. If I can have a goy doing work for me on Shabbos, so I have my business running, I have my factory going, I'll have my manufacturing going, I have everything going, like the whole thing is running. It's just there's workers running in and running out. The place is it's rolling, it's moving. It's a tutsach, as they say in Yiddish, right? It's going on. So that attitude, I said, I'll end up doing something myself. So you know what? Shabbos, there's no malacha on Shabbos. Not you, not the goy, no nothing. You remove the idea of malacha from your mind. Okay, so then you're not going to come to do malacha yourself. But if you don't remove it from your mind, you're thinking about, the arrangements with the goy. So he gives you a report at 8 o'clock in the morning, and he gives you a report at 9 o'clock in the morning, you forget it. You're done. So you end up doing malacha yourself. So Chazal said that's why it's usher. So the Rambam is telling you why it's usher. So the Rashi is giving us two vehicles: one because it's a davar dover, and one because he's doing malacha. He's your shliach. He's like your agent. Okay. So now let's keep in mind both of these Rashi as we go forward. Right. Now, what Liam was stuck with, we do find certain cases where you're allowed to give it to God before Shabbos. He does things on Shabbos. We'll see that. We'll hopefully get to that. Okay. Let's take a look, because part of being yeshivish is being contrary, especially since it's Purim and not Pachu. Let's go to page 9 first, and we'll go back to page 7. Okay, Mishnah says like this: Nochri shabal lechabos. Fire breaks out, and there's this big fire going on over here, and the guy comes to put out the fire. Ein amru lo kaben. You cannot give him a command. Put out the fire for me. You cannot ask the goy to douse this conflagration which is about to destroy your home. You can't do that. Now, if it's life-threatening, obviously you could. And the Rambam says that nowadays meaning his nowadays, right? where they lived in these very crowded quarters, and the houses were wood, right? So even though if I can guarantee that I'm going to get out of my house in time, there's no guarantee that my neighbor will get out in time, and they may have a child, they have an elderly person, they have somebody who's sick, somebody down the road, they can go very quickly, so it's always considered life-threatening, and you do whatever you have to do to stop the fire, call the fire department, whatever it is you need to do to stop it. But in a scenario which you know that's not true, So the guy lives, he has his own mansion, right, you know, on this property. There's no trees nearby. He has a big moat around it with water, you know, like a lot of water, right? So he has his $4.7 billion house, but there's nothing near it. It's him and his wife and his two dogs, right, and his one kid besides. The fire breaks out. They all get out. Everybody's safe. You can't call the fire department because there's no danger to life. Right, that's what Misha says. You can't ask them to come in. You cannot ask the fire that situation. You can't. Actually, I had a mice. This happened back in the night curl in Cleveland before they had the community curl there. So the Yuga Light and Yeshiva would go once a week and learn in the Cleveland Heights with there was a two-hour set every four nights a week. And I gave a shiur for an hour in Halacha. I gave a shiur in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and I gave a shiur for an hour advanced to Gemara. So parallel to my halacha shir, there was a beginner's shir for people who weren't frum yet, Pirkei Avos. So my mazel, one week, the person who says that shir doesn't show up, and the person who's in charge says, okay, they'll all join Rabbi Reingold's shir. Now, I wasn't really thinking, and I was learning the halachas of Deleika B'Shabbos, when fire breaks out on Shabbos. So I said, this halacha, there's no danger to life. You don't put it, you know, can't call the fire department. This fellow gives me this look, he says, Rabbi, and I said, oh man, that was stupid. This fellow lives in way out Eastern Pepper Pike. His house is worth millions of dollars, and he lives on this gorgeous piece of property with nobody nearby. And I said, you know, you live all by yourself, you know. And he's looking at me like, you know, I'm not going to call the fire department, you know. He says, Rabbi, do you mean to tell me that if this would happen to you, you wouldn't call the fire department? He says, I would hope they would do the right thing. He says, Rabbi, you're crazy. Right? So that set him back about a few months in his journey towards tshuva. So, Baruch Hashem, he's from now, and he actually has a house in Beechwood, which he goes to for Shabbos, I think. So he's in the neighborhood. Okay. So you can't ask him to put it out for you. That's number one. However, if he chooses on his own, you don't have to stop him. If he comes and goes, says, wow, the fire, he starts putting out the fire, so dates. Don't say a word, just let the guy do it. Now, there's no Amir in that case, because I didn't ask him, but he's definitely working for me. He's putting out the fire for me. Right? So why isn't he my shliach? I understand why there's no... I didn't say a word. I can't ask him. That's the Amir. Once I ask him, he's, you know... But even if I don't ask him, he's putting out because he likes putting out fires. I mean, he says, you know... I mean, that might be a case, you know. It might be a case because he's worried about his house. It might be a case he's doing it for me. Misha doesn't differentiate. He says, you don't have to ask him to stop. Mibnei. Shein shviso soyolein. The goy's act of keeping Shabbos is not irrelevant to you. You have no command to make sure a goy doesn't work on Shabbos. You cannot ask allow a child to put out the fire. So if he comes to put out the fire, you have to stop him. Okay, so the Mora says, if the cousin comes to put out the fire, you have to stop it. Why do you have to stop it? It's not, it didn't say your child, it said a child. So what's my responsibility to stop your child? What's that mitzvah? I don't have a chiyuv chinuch on your child. I mean, unless you pay me for it, but you know, we'll talk about how much you pay, right? But I don't have a chiyuv chinuch on your child. So what's that concept? So there's a Gemara in Yevamos, which the Gemara is going to reference now. There's a concept called katan echol nevelis. Is a child is eating something which is not kosher. Bezin mitzvah l'hafrisher, is bezin mechuyev to step in and stop him or not? That's what Chalukah is in the Gemara over there. So the Gemara says, you see from our Mishnah, katan oichel nevelis, the katan was doing an avera. We Klal Yisrael is mechuyev to step in and stop it. So it's a kasha. Rabbi Yochanan who holds ain bezin mitzvah l'hafrisher. Bezin is not commanded to stop him. Bezin says, come to eat, let him eat. It's the father's responsibility, not bezin's. Shvaminoa. You see from over here that if a child is eating something which is not kosher, you have to stop it. So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that that's not true. So Rabbi Yochanan has a kasha. We have a kasha Rabbi Yochanan from our Mishnah. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that's not the case. The case over here is Bekotan Ha'oisel Adas Oviv. The case over here was talking about his child. The child was doing it because he wants to benefit the father. That's a different story. He's working for you. The cotton wants to eat. You know, nevelis, because he enjoys the Nevelis, that's one thing. Katan is doing it for benefit for you, then you can't allow him to do that for you. Because now Katan is doing Malacha for you. That's a problem. The Mora says, well, okay, then the parallel case is the Goy is doing Malacha for you also. That, why is that Mutter? Nichvo say, Gabi Nochri, the Kaab of the Daite, the Yisrael, is the case of the Goy, because the Goy is doing it for the Jew. So Mishari, not. Why is that Mutter? Why is it Mutter? The Goy is doing it for you. That's our Kasha. It's Shalitis. The Mora says, no. The guy is doing it for his own benefit. So Rashi says he knows he's not going to lose money. Like Rashi says the Gemara in Yavamas has the same Gemara. Over the Rashi says, "Do pay him. He knows you're going to pay him. He understands that he's going to get paid for this work. So he's doing it for his pay. He's not doing it because he wants to benefit you. He's doing it for pay." So now we have a very big cool over here, right? Important rule. We said the guy is also he's your shliach, but if he's doing it for his own benefit to get paid, then it's mutter.
How's that better?
So now, let's translate that to the concept of shlichus for a second, right? So I'm a man of shlichus to go give a get. Says, can I pay you for it? He says, don't pay me, because if you pay me, I'm not your shlichus anymore. Now I'm looking for my money. I shlichus. That's not true. If paying a shlichus doesn't make him not a shlichus, right? There's no such a luck if I pay my shlichus, he's not my shlichus. As a matter of fact, there's a Machna Ephraim who says better if I pay the person, yad pelk yad balabais. Paying him makes him mamish, my mamish, that he's mamish, my hand. So it's mamishly, it's better than shlichus, he says. So you see the parallel is not going to be a perfect parallel to the concept of shlichus. He's saying that this concept that we came, mirabonon, he said, this goy is called your agent, is because he came because he wants to do it for you. If the goy's focus is not you at all, he's not considered your agent. There's going to be a leniency in the mirabonon. If the goy is doing it, not because he wants to benefit you, because he wants to help himself, even though he's clearly doing something which is for your benefit, and you're going to benefit from it, and that's, you need it, and his focus is himself. So that's a leniency we're going to see in Amir Lahakim, which Chazal did not give it a dinner shlichus. There was no Amira, so you don't have to worry about that the problem of Amira. The only issue is shlichus. So Morris is going, that did not shake off, but he's doing it for himself. Good, so far so good.
I don't understand, though, how there can be any kinds of shlichus if you don't appoint or ask the person to do something for you.
Oh, so that's a fair question. The answer is, again, we have a parallel for that, and it's called schia. Right? Schia means if I see something which I think is beneficial for you and I do it for you, I become your shliach, even without you appointing me. Uh-huh. Right? So we have such a concept. Again, it's not going to be a perfect parallel because we're already pointing out it's not a perfect parallel. Mechazal mm-hmm. had a case they wanted to ask, and they're going to use a vehicle called schia or shlichus, whatever it is, to make it also. Okay, so we're very happy with this Gemara. We understand the Gemara. We're happy. Tosis is not so happy because he's got a Gemara which is not like that, which is the Gemara in Daf Kuf Kaveis, which is a lot later. So the Mishnah says like this: Nachish shehidlik as a ner, the goy lights a ner. Mishtamis laaro yisra. The Jew can benefit from the light that the candle, the lamp that the goy lit. The imbishri Yisrael, but if the guy lit it for the Jew, usher, it's usher. Okay, mili mayim lahashkois behemtoi. If the guy went and drew water from a well, and the Rashi points out the case was the well was Rishus Yachid, and the area around it was Rishus Rabbin. So he took water out of the Rishus Yachid to the Rishus Rabbin. So and he had leftover water. So mashka achrov Yisrael, the Jew can use the remaining water. The imbishri Yisrael. Oser, Oser Nachri Kevish Leirid Boy. He made a ramp to go off, get off the ship. So the ship docks. They don't have a ramp. Cuts some wood, puts it together, makes a ramp. So I want to walk down the ramp. Yerid Acher of Yisrael, Vimishur Yisrael. Oser. So Morris says, why you need all three cases? But the point is, anytime he's doing it for the Jew, it's Oser. Okay. So that's the Mishnah says. Comes along Tosis, and Tosis really has 3 points. Vimishur Yisrael also. Tosis really has 3 points. The first point, the first two I'm just going to say outside, the third one we'll do inside. The first point he points out that this Aser is not Aser just for him, it's Aser for any Jew. This did it, he did it Bishur Yisrael, then no Jew may benefit from it. Number one. He says, I got a Gemara in Bay where the Morse is a case where Goy brought something on Yom Tov from beyond the tomb. There's no caring problem. The only problem is tchum. The only person who can't use it is that Jew who was brought for. That's tchum. Tchum is drabonon. By drabonons, the issue is only on the person who was done for. By deraisas, No Jew may benefit from it. Number one. Okay. Number two, he says, what about a case when a Jew does a malach on, and how long is it also? He says it's also the Shabbos, and it's also after Shabbos, the time called the Kdei Sheyasu. Kdei Sheyasu means the time we'll be able to take to accomplish this action. So let's say the goy goes and picks apples on Shabbos. So it takes an hour to travel to the orchard, takes an hour to travel back, takes a half an hour to pick the bushel of apples that he brought back. So 2.5 hours after Shabbos, it's going to become mutter. Because otherwise, you say, well, you know, it's us on Shabbos, but I might as well ask him because I'll gain after Shabbos that right away, have it available. No, you're not going to gain anything. He could do the wait after Shabbos, you'll get the same thing. Shabbos is over, he'll travel, come back, and do the same thing. So you're not going to gain anything. This is called B'dei Sheyasu. Now, what about in case of a Jew does malach on Shabbos, other Jews can benefit from it? He does a b'shogeg, right? Other Jews have a lot of benefit from it. Why don't we ask it over there? If the Isser is benefiting from actions done on Shabbos illegally, so a Jew does it, it's for sure illegal, right? It's against the halacha that a Jew should. So no, the reason why we, because I'll ask it is because if I allow you to benefit from it, you might ask him to do it. You're not going to ask another Jew. So listen, I like to have something. Can you please cook for me on Shabbos? I said, you're crazy? All right. The goy might say, yeah, fine. How much are you willing to pay? You know, the Jews. So I'm not worried about him asking another Jew. But I am worried about asking a goy. So we're going to ask her, when a goy does it, no Jew can benefit. When a Jew does it, other Jews can benefit from it. Second point. Third point. Tosfos asks a stira between the Mishnah on Kuf Chaf Aleph, which is on page 9, and the Mishnah over here on Kuf Chaf Beis, which is on page 7. So we're looking at the Tosfos, and it's about halfway down the Tosfos, the last word on the line. It says, Vilo. So halfway, it's actually, if you look in your Mishnah, it's parallel to the line which starts with the word Gamliel. Go straight across into the Tosfos, and it's the last word on that line. Vilo. Everybody has it? Who doesn't have it?
Which
Tosfos? Tosfos v'im Bishul Yisrael, which is grayed off. If you take a look at Gamliel in the Mishnah, the second to last line of the Mishnah.
Page 7.
Got it. If you go straight across to the end of that line, it says the word velo. The last word on the line is the word velo in the Tosfos. Everybody's got it? Yeah, velo domi v'ho dar meliel. Tosfos says, I don't see how, it's not the same as the previous Mishnah. So one second, Tosfos says, so therefore you don't have to stop him. He's doing malachim, you don't have to stop him. V'hocha osur k'shoy shel b'Yisrael Yisrael. And here it's also when the goy does it for you. You didn't ask the goy. So what's the difference? There he's putting up the fire, here he's making a ramp. So why is this case osur, in that case mutter? So that's Tosfos kasha. Tosfos gives us heretz. But let's understand the question for a second. What's the question? What is the question? The Mishnah is talking about, do you have to stop him? We'll call that mechor. Do you have to be moicha? Do you have to protest against his action? That's the Mishnah over there. Our Mishnah is talking about benefiting from the action. Is it also mutzah to benefit? So the answer is, when the goy does it, it's also to benefit. So I can't then go into this house, which was saved from the fire, till after Shabbos, but they say yes. Okay. The Mishnah before wasn't discussing that. The Mishnah before was discussing, do I have to protest and stop him from doing work? So what's the theorem? The Mishnah before says, you don't have to stop him. The Mishnah says, but you can't benefit. I don't see the problem. So he says, no, I see a theorem. If you're telling me that you don't have to stop him, means you can benefit. If you tell me you can't benefit, means you have to stop him. So now we have a theorem. Now, who asked Tosfos to do that? You with me? Right? Again, the Mishnah that before is discussing the halacha of, do I have to protest and stop him from this decision to do work for me? The Mishnah says, don't. You don't have to stop him. Okay, that's over there. Over here says, listen, but you can't benefit from it. So Tosfos built it up. He said, listen, why can't you benefit from it? Because you might ask him.
But the first case is your house. Here it's just for your house.
I understand. I'm going to answer Tosfos Kasha. I'm going to say, listen, the mission is over there, you don't have to stop him, but you cannot benefit from what he did for you until after Shabbos with Hashem Yasu. So it took 3 hours to put out the fire. So you cannot walk back into the house for Shabbos. You have to go somewhere else. And after Shabbos, you go back into the house 3 hours later. That's all the Mishnah says over here, right? That this light that he lit for you, you have to wait till after Shabbos to use. But Tosfos holds no, that the two are connected, which means they're very important to halacha. It means if I tell you you can't benefit from the action of the goy, I'm chayav to stop him when he comes to offer to do it for me. Okay, so let's just take our famous Shabbos goy example, right? You ask the goy, the lights are out in the house, says, can you please, it's dark in here. I said, oh, it's dark in here. Turns on the light. So our Mishnah says, you can't have a goy turn on a light for you. But not only can't have a goy turn on a light for you, Tosfos says, you're mechuyev to stop it. So he says, listen, you guys know it's dark in here. He says, okay, great. Don't do it! What do you accomplish with your remez? If I'm mechuyev to stop it when he does it. So I said, it's really dark in here. He says, you want to turn on a light? He says, no, don't do that, please. So what I accomplish? We're tying together the key of mechuyev that what you must stop him with the issue of benefiting. And our Mishnah says clearly, if he lights a light for you, you can't benefit from it. So I'm mechuyev to stop him when he lights a light for me. So this idea of, you hint to the Shabbos goy, like you tell the Shabbos, and he knows the rules already, he doesn't say anything, Washington says, smells like challenge burning. He doesn't even have to ask him anymore after a while, right? He knows the deal. What do you accomplish? The whole idea of Remish just went down the tubes. Remez solves the problem of Amira. I didn't say anything. That's all it solves. But it doesn't solve the problem of the Shlichus. So we learn the first year says, I'm going to stop him. I'm very happy. That's wonderful. So if I would have said I would have stopped the Kuch of Aleph, I'm an Aleph. No Amira. You're not going to stop him. Right? Everything is wonderful. And we go to Shabbos Goy is totally mutter. I got the Kuch of Beis. So he says, whoa. So that's a very important point here in the Tosfos. Tosfos understands the two are connected together. Tosfos says, what's talking of Pshat? We have a steer than the two Mishnayos. Loidomi loha domer liel, nochu shabon lechabas, ein armen lo kebei, val techabu. Vahocha osir kishoysu b'yisr yisr. Zog Tosfos. So one second. We explained on Kuf Chof Alva Man Alva. So why is it mutter to have the goy do it for you? You're not mechiv to stop him, because he's doing that to the nafshei. The guy's doing it for himself. Hani mili bikibui, that's talking about putting out a fire. And something like that. Shane, you're still in the henna b'maisa hanokri. You're not benefiting. I have a house now. All right. So the Ram, when he says this point, the Tosfos says it's what's called in halacha an indirect benefit. He's not giving me something. He's preventing something. That Chazal said. That's when we say a daita d'nafshe. Avol hocha shegufi shel nehena b'maisa shel nokri. I'm giving you direct benefit. I have a light to use. Lermin adaita d'nafshe kov. You don't say he's doing it for himself. See, even though I have a gemara, I'll say, listen, he's doing it because he's going to get paid for it. And he's still focusing on his money. And we say, wow, that doesn't really work for shlichus. So now we're saying, one second, let's qualify it another step. Right? We're going to qualify it another step. This idea that's not considered shlichus because he's doing it for himself to get paid is only true when he's doing it for an indirect benefit. But he's doing it to give you something directly. It's called he's doing it for you. See, he's interested. Are you paying him? Who cares if you're paying him? He's doing it for me. He's the guy who's carrying my get. I'm paying him $1,000 to do the job. He's still my shliach. He's doing it because he wants to get paid $1,000. If nobody wants to travel to Nome, Alaska, deliver it. So listen, I'll pay $1,000. Okay, I'm asking. He's doing it because he makes $1,000 at it. No. That he's still your shliach. So this heter that a goy is doing it for for his own money, is only true when the result is not really giving you something directly. Somebody said, he's focusing on himself, but he's giving you something direct. His focus is to give you something. We're not going to matter it. Yeah.
If my neighbor, the guy, comes in and does something for me, he doesn't do it for me only, because he expects that something, if he needs me at some point, like his mother falls down and she's all by herself and someone has to come over and open the door up or something, he calls me up and says, go next door and open the door up or something. Not on Shabbos. They want this kind of, goodwill to be built up. So he's not just doing it because he likes you. He's doing it because he expects something in return at some point in the future, if it might happen.
Okay.
So, there's always an adite on there.
Right. We're saying even so, it doesn't help. That's what it says, right? That denashe only works when it's an indirect benefit. When it's a direct benefit, it doesn't work. It doesn't help you out that denashe. So when the goy is lighting the light because he knows tomorrow you're going to come and light 15 lights for him, still osur, because he's giving you a light right now, and that's osur. Ah, he's doing it, yes, why? Because I want that Jew to come tomorrow and take care of me. I don't care what he's saying. He's going to pay me $1,000 to turn on the light. He's doing it to give you a light. And that's osur. But not only is it osur, you're mechuyev to stop it. It's not only, so this heter of, we're saying halacha lemaisa. This is halacha lemaisa. It's pasuk halacha lemaisa. We'll see it in the Shabura. Very important. Pasuk halacha lemaisa. The heter of remez takes care of one step. Remez is, I didn't say anything. So it's not, there's no amira. But there's a second problem of he's doing it for you. So he said, well, that is solved by the problem of that nafshe. Because it says that rule of that nafshe only is true if he's not giving you a direct benefit. If he's giving you a direct benefit, you cannot benefit from it. You're required to stop him, and obviously you can't ask him. So the Rebbe's problem takes care of the Amira part, but you're required to stop him. It's pitch black in my house, and the guy comes in and says, wow, it's so dark in here. He says, I feel bad for the Jew. I'm going to turn the light for him. Right? So I'm required to say, don't turn on that light. Yes.
How many things are similar to Kibbutz? Shein Yisrael and then the mice. Would that be like turning off a light?
Turning off a light. Now it's very. It's the bedroom. They left lights on the bedroom, and I can't sleep. I mean, I could sleep anywhere. You know, I can fall asleep standing up. But I left my light on my bedroom. I can't sleep with the light on. Let's say right. So I can't ask the guy to put out the light for me. That's awesome. But I could say, it's really hard to sleep when the lights are on. So the guy says, oh, he's not stupid, he's turned out the light for me. So that's an indirect benefit. I took away the impediment to sleep. So that would be mutter. There I'm not mechuyev to stop him, and if he does, I'm allowed to benefit from it. But to ask him to do something, say, ask him, that my cholent is the fire went out, and I want, the cholent's getting cold. That I can't do, because he's turning on the fire for me. Right? So this hetav amir la'akum, without getting involved in any other, the basic concept of hinting is very, very, very limited.
If the guy is doing it for his own benefit, like I don't know, walked into a room and the light is off and he turns it on, you're allowed to.
All right. So now let's say the guy lives here also, and he says, he wants to read, and he likes it. So he's doing. That's the case of the Mishnah. If he lit the nair for himself, mamish for himself, he needs the nair. Not the game, not the Jewish game, Hey, come in, keep up here for a second, but not that. But he lives here.
Yeah.
Like I have a living maid. She wants to move, says, wow, it's so dark in her, she turns on the light. Not for me, because she wants to read. Okay, I have a problem with that. That's fine. But it's my bedroom, she has no reason going into my bedroom. Says, oh, wow, like, what do you do in my bedroom? I need to go to the bedroom.
So in that case, you could benefit from the light that she turns on for herself.
She turned the light for herself to read, she's going to use, so that's mutter, that's the case of the Mishnah. Then I'm not mechuyev to stop her, and then I can benefit from it.
So when both of you benefit directly, then that's mutter, that's the case of the Mishnah.
When you both benefit directly, and the goy's kibbutz was himself. So there's a chayyama, says, let's say I have a live-in maid, and her
that's
real focus...
That's her job.
You have to know what her job is, right? And he says, her real focus is to serve her employer. So if it's clearly, it's in the area where she lives, etc., but she walks into the room, and she knows that her boss wants her to turn it on, even though she's going to stay there a little bit, but her main focus is the boss, that's going to be a problem, the chayyot says, okay.
What about
Nir Lechon El-Meya? What? That's true, but it depends what your focus is. That's the more simple kind of Nir Lechon El-Meya, where we still have a focus issue.
What if your gesture is not directly for the malacha, but you say to the goy, and you're in the dark, come in and have something to eat. So he's going to say, well, I can't eat if I don't turn on the light. So now
your question is, in this concept of when the goy did it for himself, Nachash Hidlik is a nair.
Yeah.
Right? So the case where he lives there and he needs it mamish, understand? When I call a goy in to get my light on, and I make a subterfuge that he's going to need the nair, is that called he's doing it for me or not?
Right.
So that's the machlokes in the poskim. And there are many persons which are not very comfortable with it. very not comfortable with it. Rabbi Yashar is very not comfortable with it. He says that really is the only case. Really, it's in the gay Amir Lakum, a Remez Lakum, is the guy really lives there. The case where you call and go up the street, by definition, that's already this case of the Mishnah. He's doing it for you, and it's us. That's what he holds. Other parts, it seems to me that the Minig Olam is to be Mekel. Not to assume like that, but it is. You should know that it's not so partial. No, I'll give an interesting case. You know, I was in Shabbos. I was Muncie for Shabbos, staying by close friends, and like around 9 o'clock at night, there's this knock on the door, and there's going there with his big cap on, rolls in, and my host gives him some kugel, etc. Like, you know, he says to me, any business? I said, what is going on? He says, they live in a neighborhood which is all at Briarcliff. You know, it's all Jews. There's no goy, you can knock your door, you need a mirror lock, you know. So they have a hired person who's a goy to go around. And he, right, so he can't stop at every single house. So he stops at a dozen designated houses within the neighborhood. If you have a problem, you go and tell Rabbi Weinberger that, you know, that I need the, you know, number 37 needs a goy. Rabbi Weinberger was knowledgeable enough to figure out whether that's a valid use or not. And the goy comes at regular intervals, and he stops in, and he, you know, and says, "Well, yeah, 37 needs you, you know, whatever, you know." So that's the arrangement. So it's very limited. This Remez Heter is very limited. Now there might have the other heterim. There's the Shus Teshus, the Makam Mitzvah, Makam Cherli. There are other heterim, but the Heter, well, it's just the Remez. I didn't say anything. It's very, very limited, right?
In that case, though, so Rabbi Weinberger, he's not saying it for him. He's saying it for the other guy. Right? Could he say it straight out?
No.
Right.
Because the message is, I can't light a light in there for you. I can't have a goy light in there for you. He's my shliach. Okay.
So how does he direct him to go to house number 37?
Well, so that is an interesting question.
There's a number not too high, not too
bad. Yeah. Does he just say,
No. So it has to be, you know, he has to clarify what exactly the person's request, if it's a valid request. The Remez in most cases do not have the Remez. There are many cases where you're allowed to tell the goy directly. In the case where somebody's sick, there are other scenarios where you're allowed to tell the goy directly. Right? But the Heter, which is you call Remez, which means you don't have these special heterim of illness, covered abrius, whatever it is, the other special heterim which are out there, you're not in that. You're just like, oh, you know, I didn't say anything, that type of attitude, I didn't say anything. That almost never works. Especially if he tells him to go to that house. So then that's this issue of the Rabbi Yashar saying. You're telling
him. He directs him to ask him, not a case of Remez.
It's not a Remez. Right? So the Heter is going to be. So Tosfos over here says a fascinating concept that you are mechuyev. Many cases you're mechuyev to stop the guy from doing it. Kach pirush Rabbeinu Shimshon Azaken. So Tosfos says this is from the Rabbeinu Shimshon, and this is passing the mug and run passes an halacha. But just now, let's turn to page 14 for a second. Let's see a Ramah and a Mishabura. So the Mechaber says that Yisrim the Rabbanan are mutter to have a guy do for you banish Moshe. Are mutter banish Moshe. So I can be my Aser Mid Rabbanan. I can ask a guy, which is an Yisrim the Rabbanan, to light an air, even though it's Malach of the Raisa, but I'm the Yisrim Mir Lachal is the Rabbanan. The Rabbanans are mutter banish Moshe. That's I'm not getting involved. There are many limitations to that. Ask your rabbi, the local Orthodox rabbi, your local Orthodox rabbi. Okay, Hagah, Kolover Shasu Larmer Leino Yehudi La Asoisu B'Shabbos. Anything which you cannot tell a goy to do on Shabbos, Asu L'Ram is La Asoisu. You can't hint. Alamutal L'Ram is Loi La Asus Malach Acher Shabbos, but you can hint them. There's only after Shabbos. Now that makes sense. Hinting is not called Amira. The problem is he's doing it after Shabbos. So according to our two problems, the Amira problem was solved by hinting. So that's the first Rashi. There's no Dabar Dover in that situation. But he's doing Malach of you after Shabbos. That's fine.
What about Hassan?
Ask your rabbi. Okay. Now, there might be a lot of problems depending on what the situation is. Okay. Also the Ram, Zog the Mr. Brewers of Cotton Line Vov. Bottom of the page. The Gam Zebaklala Mir Lena Yehudi. If you're hinting and he's doing it for you on Shabbos, that's part of the Isser. So Remez was like with the hands, so you can't say it either. For example, he has this great idea. So they live with these with their kerosene lamps, and the wick, as the carbon would build up on the wick, would block the light. So you need to flick off the carbon, which then increases the light. So you can't tell ask them to flick the carbon, you know. But they came up with this code word. Says he tells them, wipe your nose. And the guy says, oh, wipe nose means flick, you know. He says, I just said wipe nose, you know. All right? You can't say, okay, Shayom and Shayosar, Hapechem Shabarashanir. Okay. Ah, Kashomer, Lahormizal, and Yehudi, Shaloy Beloshin Sivui. If you tell it to him not in a language of doing something, Kashomer, Hanir Eno Meriyaf, it's not really producing good lights. It's hard to read when there's carbon on the top. I didn't say anything about doing anything. I just said it's hard to read. So Shmei Hanihudi was stocked, and he fixes it. Shori. The Ein Zeh B'Klal Amira. That's not called a mirror. Now, 1 second. That's wonderful. But look, we have this other problem. He's benefiting you. No, this is on Shabbos itself. Right? Big words over here. Isra Hanah. Zot Mishnah Berurah. Ve'ein Zeh Hanah Kol Kach. The guy Mikadim Ha'yochol Al Piyatchak Likris La'ara. The answer is, when you say this Isra of going benefiting you directly, there's a difference between actual benefit and Tosefes Hanah. The Prima got it. So now we found a big heft over here. Right? So, to remove something, if you know, there's no Amira, so Amira B'Lashon Tzivui, I'm telling you to do something, even though I'm doing it in a hint, that's awesome. I just state a fact. By the way, just want to point out, so I had a situation, you know, once I tried this years and years back, you know, there was some person who kept calling my phone. It was like again and again and again and again. So, I mentioned to my neighbor, like, you know, the phone's ringing, and so I says, you want me to turn off the ringer? You can't say yes, then you're commanding it. So that's already, that's awesome. So you're allowed to repeat, the phone's ringing. The guy says, do you want to turn off the phone? And the guy says, the phone's ringing, you know. You want to turn off the phone? Look at the phone's ringing, you know. The conversation gets a little strange. So by the third time around, the guy's looking at me like, what does this guy want? So, I remember we're standing in the kitchen, myself, my wife, and my son, we're all looking at him respectively, and he's like, like looking at this phone, he's getting scared. Like I'm setting him up for something, but I don't want to tell him to do it because it's not my fault, you know. Like, so the guy looks at the phone, looks at me, and he runs out the front door. He's like scared. And for the next few months, the guy will not talk to me. I have no idea what the guy thought. I have no, I never found out. But it's like, so you can't tell him yes. So it doesn't know. You have to get a guy who's a little bit like gets the idea.
Can you explain during the week when I say like?
So that's a fascinating question, and it's debated by the Poskim. I'm not comfortable with it because once you do that, again you have to be careful because you can't do an Lashon Tzivui. I can't make up. But during the weekdays, wiping noses means turning up. So then, but then I tell you, if I tell you wipe the nose, I'm giving you a command. That's called a command, even though it's a Tzivui B'Derech Remez. You could say it's hard. It's hard to read in here. So I didn't say anything. He can choose whatever he wants. But what I meant is, I would like you, therefore. So I'll give you an interesting question. The person will deal with the following question. I'm a caterer. I have two events going. The Shabbos. I need my workers to wash the dishes. So they're going to use the hot water, which turning on the hot water is a problem. And they're going to use I have bar soap, and they're going to use the dishwasher. A lot of things going on over here, right? So I said wash the dishes. I didn't say use hot water and the soap and the machine. I said wash dishes. Right, so there's what some place going to say. Well, if he chooses to use hot water, it's easier for them. They can do cold water with scrubbing it down by their hand, with liquid soap, which doesn't do such a good job. They can do that. It's for their own benefit, so they're mad to that. I find it very difficult to be mad to. Well, I'll tell you why. Like you said, we made up a language. I go to the guy on Tuesday. I say, listen, I need you to wash the dishes. The guy says, no problem. He pulls out cold water, no soap, and then he does it by hand. I say, you are fired. Washing dishes means, And Shabbos said, no, I didn't say that. I just said washing dishes. It doesn't mean hot water. Excuse me. You can't play a game. We made up what the words mean. You know what the words mean. That's Nicholas. I didn't say that. That was a dite to the Navshay. It's not a dite to the Navshay. It's a dite to the Israel. Because he knows they're clean. I expect them to use hot water because they get much cleaner with hot water. So you have to be careful with what, you know, you can use it as a two-edged sword if you want to use that approach.
But could you explain to a goy during the week, I cannot explicitly tell you to do something?
That's what Martin is asking. So I think, within limitation, you can, but you have to be very careful. You make it like this is the code word, you're going to have problems.
If it's a shvus, does it make it easier? Is there more of a leniency to use a hint then?
No.
If it's a shvus,
either it's mutter.
So shvus makes it more.
Shvus means like this. Shvus means, because I'll remember shvus, Mamakim has to go. Remater Mamakim Kevin Abrius. Remater Mamakim Kher. Good, so then you can say it directly. You don't say hint.
Okay.
And in case where they weren't matter, the hint's the lawsuit. So you don't solve the problem with Shusha Shus. But the Prima Gadol creates this new heter of Tosafos Hanoah.
Yes, so could you explain a little bit the spectrum of Tosafos Hanoah? Let's say I'm in a room and the goy walks in and I said it's hot in here. But the fan of the air conditioner is on, but not the cold part. So can...
Rashi was asked this following question. He says, I think the guy who asked it was must have been an engineer. He says like this, right? When I asked the guy to turn on the air conditioner, to turn on the, right? So when you put the compressor on, the temperature drops, 8-10 degrees, it gets cool in the room. I'm just removing the heat. I'm not really giving him the benefit of cold. So I'm just removing something, right? Now, the truth is, you want to understand, that's how it works, right?
Right.
That's exactly how the machine works, right? It doesn't make cold, it takes the heat, boils up your freon inside, goes outside, and lets it out outside. It removes the heat, that's what it does, right? Russia said it's awesome. That's called giving you cold. Right? That's what Russia said. That's called the person, the longest how the machine works aside, what he's doing is he's cooling off your room. Right, so that's called he's giving you something which you wouldn't have otherwise. Even though you can live in the room without it, but the benefit of the there's no if the machine was running and it's cooling, and you want to make it cool more. Maybe you could argue to Tosefos Hanoah. But he says, with regards to the benefit, I find it very uncomfortable like this. And it's much more comfortable like that. So that's called a new thing which wasn't there at all. That's called Hanoah Gemura. He says.
So why is that different from a light? I'm giving you darkness.
No, you're saying so. Which case we turn off the light?
It's lighting because the light is on in the bedroom.
So okay, so now you get involved in the philosophical questions that you have to ask your rabbi: is the darkness an absence of light, the darkness of mitzvahs? Yeah, I'm not getting involved in that. But the price can assume that's called an absence of light. Okay, so that's where you have. So this is a very important prima donna. So it creates somewhat of a leniency. So let's go back to the room. And there's some lights on. I had the scenario we had. Somebody was leaning against the. We have the lights in yeshiva, so one of the lights always stays on because of emergency. One of the lights in the room always stays on. So it never gets totally dark. Guy leaned against the switch and knocked off the switch by mistake. There's a guy sitting there because one of the people comes. He has an attendant who takes care of him. So you have a guy sitting there in the room. I have to call him. Right? It's dark in the room, and he's reading his book, right? Make him even more excited. But he wasn't. He wasn't. Right? He said, "Did you find it darker here, hard to read?" Said, no, I wasn't reading anyway. Thank you. I'd rather sleep. But let's say he would have said, if he would be bothered reading and he wants to turn on himself, I don't have to stop him. He's turning on for himself, right? Now, can I go and say, "Remember now, it's dark in here. We get more light." So theoretically, the answer is, it's a direct benefit, but it's only just half a sanah. So I'm allowed the benefit from it. I'm not mechuyev to be meicha. Which means I'm allowed to be meramis. I can't tell him what to do, but I'm allowed to be meramis, which that really is correct, according to Mr. Mishabura. Some places are uncomfortable with this heter of Tosefos Hanoah, but that's Mishabura passing like that, and that's what we said about
that. In that case,
I didn't do it, though. I'll tell you why I didn't do it. Because at that point in time, it was daylight, it was light outside. So it was really, that one light was really enough to be able to really function in the room totally. As the day continues, and it gets darker, having that one light on in the room, it's very hard to read. Very hard to read in there. So there might be a point where you're going to get a benefit, which you would not have gotten otherwise. That's usher. you can't have that benefit. So again, people walking around, they don't know they're going to be benefiting from this light, which was added by the goy, which would make things possible, which were not possible beforehand. So that would be, you know, it's enough light to make sure that person, people can walk around safely and, you know, not bump, you know, hurt themselves. It's not enough light to read the, you know, the yeshiva shesworim, which, you know, have the 0.4 font, you know, so you have a problem. So I don't think it's a good idea, but make sure that would be mutter.
That's what we said before about that he was turning on for himself. I mean, his intent matters, right? And so it's unlikely he only had himself in mind when he was turning it on. I mean, sure, he wanted it on, but he knows there's a room full of people. I'm turning it on for all of us.
Great point. Let's go back to page 8, and then we'll stop. Okay. So let's differentiate between the following. So the guy comes in and he says, you know, it's really dark in here. Pulls out his, you know, one of his Coleman lamp, puts on the table, lights it up, right? It's his thing, right? He can do whatever he wants in his thing. You know, he wants to turn on my light. Because he's going to benefit. He's turning on my light, he's going to benefit. So comes along over here, the Rebbeinu Simcha. That goes more than he quotes Rebbeinu Simcha. And he says the following. So look at the right column. The deal over here was that there was the shifcha lived in the house and she was lighting the fire for her benefit. Her room was, getting cold. She wants to turn the light on the light. She wants to add more wood to the fire. Now, if it's the case where there's really a danger of cold, we paskin that for the tzarach of an illness, even if it's not a life threatening illness, you're allowed to have a goy do malacha d'oraisa. We paskin when it comes to real cold, people consider it potentially in the danger of becoming ill, and if you're allowed to ask a goy to turn, if the heat breaks in the house, you're allowed to have a goy do malacha d'oraisa
directly
to turn it on. But it wasn't so cold that we're worried about that. You know, you have to remember, you have to read the Poskim's case. You know, they're talking about your picture. You know, they're talking northern Poland, right in the middle of the winter. You know,
that wasn't so cold.
Right. You know. So they're talking about, you know, Vilna. Vilna is 55 degrees north. With the picture, this it's 55 degrees north. It's north. It's cold. You know, their issues was, you know, the temperature is going to be about 10 below outside. You know, it's going to go down to 65 if it's so cold. You know, it's not what we're talking about. But she wants to put on the fire because she's more comfortable. Al-Durasha Shvachas Oisus Mavesa Abdenayim B'Shabbos Lo Yitiru Chachomim B'Shabbos El Kashahutus Ha'esh Perubay Mer Shabbos. Now, the putting on a fire, the goy is doing it for himself. The havir, to make a fire, me atzi Yisrael, where the Jews would, sort of little rishus me by lo etzit. I can't do anything with your wood without asking your permission. Vimro Yisrael v'shosak adaita the Yisrael ka'ovet. Give the etzim shal Yisrael. So if it's my wood. You're doing it only with my permission. That's like I commanded you. So now, forget it. Done with. The guy's about to turn on my light in my house. It's Yosef HaSanah. That's wonderful. But he's turning on my thing. It's my thing. Then he gets involved and maybe make a difference in the case. So not only that, he says, Vimroy Silva Shosak, which means I'm going to stop it. The Rebbeinu Simcha says. And this Rebbeinu Simcha, by the way, is passing to the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah. So now we have a steer of Mishnah Berurahs. It's a problem. So there's, I think, different poskim, it's steer of the Magen Avraham, it's the steer of Mishnah Berurahs, and there's different approaches in the poskim how to answer this question. You hear the Rebbeinu Simcha. Rebbeinu Simcha says an important point. The Chayotim passing to the Rebbeinu Simcha. And he says, like, the case where you're using the Jew's item, he says, this whole hetter is talking about he wants to light his nair. So he's lighting his nair for himself, that's very nice. He's lighting to give you a tefesh, also okay. He's doing it to remove something, also okay. But he's doing it to give your nair, to give you benefit, to give himself benefit, but he needs your rishus, it's aser. So the chayotim passes. Mishmur quotes the chayotim in Sefer Reish Mem Daled. But the Lomas over here, says, by the way, this is an Isser, but the way he presents it, Dati Yisoka Ovid, the Taz learns is an Isser Marasayin. This is Marasayin. Obviously, like you ask them to do it, because you need your Rishos. Remember, all these cases we're talking about, it's a Sabbath HaNoah, You can't tell him to do it. There's no heter of any removing it. Amir is always awesome. That's forget. All the time, if you're not, there's no Amir, do I have to stop him if it's removing? No. Then the stop and success is no. If it's direct, yes. Can I benefit? You know, well, but if Amir is also, but the guy is doing my thing, there's an assumption he's doing it a kilo. I asked him to do it. That the Torah says that's an issue of it's an issue of Maris Ayin. It looks like I'm asking. So you, theoretically, you can generate a heter. It's obvious that, that's not the situation, so you can create such a heter. So that's. He says, "B'cholhani the kol kisrei." All the cases in the top of the second column, all the cases of the Mishnah Kufcha Beis, he made a ramp. He lit in there. The Omer, be sure you knock your mutter. Hanu kishanok your oisim malacha b'shalo. The guy is making his, using his wood to make his ramp. Avol b'shal Yisrael. I feel the base nachri yoser. The kosher base Yisrael. I call b'shviloi. It to do. Malacha, use my wood to make a ramp because he needs to go down, usher. Because obviously he wouldn't do it unless I asked him. Or I gave him rishos to do it. So I'm on, it's like I commanded him. To use my, my oil to light a lamp, it's usher. And in my house, kal v'chomer, it's usher. So that's the Rabbeinu Simcha. So you hear that this hetter mir lakum becomes very, very limited after this Rabbeinu Simcha. So the poskim grapple with maybe we have not accepted the Rabbeinu Simcha totally. We're not makabel totally. It's brought down a lot, but maybe it's not. We're not makabel totally. In some cases there is marasayan. There is a marasayan. There are different approaches to the question, and that you have to ask your local rabbi. Exactly how far you take it, and you'll look at them and sort of give them different answers. But it, you see, you know, I think what we've accomplished is, you know, we could retitle the name of the shiur is the halachic myth, the Shabbos goy, right? That this heter of Amir Lakum, the Ram is a heter, is very, 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 very limited. Now, there are cases which are mutter. Amir is mutter. Chazal actually allowed Amir. Shus to shus, case of Ritzar Chayla, there are cases where Chazal allowed Amir. But then you don't need Remes. But this Remes thing, you know, well, he didn't say anything, you know, he forgot himself. That's a very, almost an irrelevant concept to Halacha L'maisa. So that's, we accomplished to dispel the Halacha myth, and then your rabbi will tell you when it is actually mutter. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much. Very good question.